You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis on Wednesday continued his series of reflections on Christian hope, speaking of the inconsolable pain of a parent losing a child. The Pope focused his words on the Old Testament figure of Rachel, wife of Jacob, who is described by the prophet Jeremiah as weeping bitter tears for her children in exile. In the book of Genesis, we learn that Rachel died in childbirth, giving life to her second son, Benjamin. But the prophet Jeremiah talks about her inconsolable grief at the loss of her children, who've been sent into exile. There are no words or gestures, the Pope said, that can console a mother faced with the tragedy of losing a child. There are many mothers today, he went on, who are crying and inconsolable, unable to accept the senseless death of a child.
Racchiude in sé il dolore di tutte le madri del
Rachel's
mondo.
Pain, he said, encapsulates the suffering of all mothers and the tears of all people who weep for an irreparable loss. This story, the Pope said, teaches us how delicate and difficult it is to console another person's grief. Before speaking of hope, he said, we must share in their tears. And if we can't find words to do that, then it's better to keep silent, offering only a gesture or a caress instead. And yet God responds to Rachel's tears, the Pope said, promising that her children will return to their homeland. The bitter tears of the woman who dies in childbirth become seeds of new life and generate new hope. In a similar way, he said, the death of Christ on the cross offers life and hope to the innocent children of Bethlehem, who were murdered by King Herod in the days following Jesus' birth. Pope Francis spoke of his own reaction to people who asked difficult questions about why children suffer. I don't know what to reply, he said. I simply say, look at the cross. God gave us his Son. He suffered, and perhaps you will find a reply there. The Son of God entered into our human suffering, the Pope concluded, sharing our pain and welcoming death. From the cross he gave new life to Mary, making her the mother of all believers. Through Mary's and Rachel's tears, he fulfills the words of the prophet and generates new hope. I'm Philippa Hitchin.